This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. California voters today decide the fate of Governor Gray Davis. There are scores of candidates competing for his job, and there are two ballot measures. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from Los Angeles that election officials are expecting a lot of voter confusion.
In case you haven't been paying attention to the media hoopla for the past few months, today's the day. Voters are deciding whether Gray Davis should remain as governor, and they have an opportunity to choose between 135 possible replacements, though some candidates have dropped out of the race. And there are 26 officially certified write-in candidates. Last-minute write-ins will not be counted. Finally, there are two ballot initiatives to vote on. One would dedicate up to 3% of the state's general fund for state and local infrastructure. The other would ban state and local governments from classifying anyone by race, ethnicity, color, or national origin. For days now, clerks at the Registrar Recorder's office in Los Angeles have been getting thousands of absentee ballots ready for tonight's tally. Around the state, a record number of voters, 15%, already sent in their ballots early. In L.A., the state's largest county, 40,000 also voted early on new touchscreen computers. But most of California's registered voters are marking their choices in person.
We're in flower shops, we're in mortuaries, we're using a lot more churches than we normally do. They have large parking lots.
L.A. Registrar Connie McCormick says with such a short time to prepare the election, the county had to consolidate polling locations. That means there are about 3,000 fewer places to vote in L.A. McCormick says that will no doubt lead to a lot of voter confusion.
I always like to equate it to the Rose Bowl. Everybody can picture that's 100,000 people. Well, picture in a 13-hour time frame the Rose Bowl filling up and emptying 20 or 25 times. Don't you think there might be a few fender benders in the parking lot, a few people who can't find their seats? The ones who can't find their seats are the ones who can't find their polling place. The fender benders are the people who didn't come prepared to vote or at the wrong polling location or lost their sample ballot, lost their absentee ballot, have a rude poll worker. That rarely occurs. But, you know, the anecdotal things that happen, most people see the game and it's fine. And at that same stadium, they wait in line 30 or 40 minutes for a hot dog. This is a little bit more important than a hot dog.
Voters in L.A. and several other counties will be using punch card ballots. But voters in most of the state will mark their choices on ballots that are later optically scanned, and some will use touchscreen voting computers. The question of the day is when the results of the election will be known.
It all comes down to how close any of this is. That will determine when we'll know the results. That will determine, I think, legal challenges. I think that will determine a lot of what happens after Election Day.
Kevin Shelley is California's Secretary of State in charge of the election. He says unofficially, results of the votes cast today and the absentee ballots received by county registrars today should be known soon after the polls close tonight at 8 p.m. But officially, the final vote will include absentee ballots delivered by hand today and what's called provisional votes, voters who use polling places where they were not listed. Poll workers will need to verify their names and signatures before they're counted. Shelley says that could take days or weeks.
If there is a large number of those provisionals and absentees outstanding, let's say there's a million still outstanding, okay? And the election is 500,000 votes apart. Well, that's unlikely to make a difference in the outcome. But let's say that there's a 10,000 vote margin on the recall, a 10,000 vote margin on the propositions, and you have a million of those votes outstanding, as was the case last November, you may not know the results for a while.
Shelley says some county registrars, in Orange County, for example, have told them they might not send in their unofficial counts right away because they're using new voter technology. If Gray Davis is recalled, he will still be governor until at least November 15th. That's how long Shelley says it will most likely take him to certify the final results. But even then, the election process may not be over. Shelley says a recount and legal challenges are very, very likely. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.